All right, welcome aboard for the Wednesday edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. And we're going to talk a little college football first as Paul Costanzo will join us on the program. And good afternoon, Mr. Costanzo.
Hi, Dennis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Let's see. This is what I gathered from college football this weekend because I basically only saw two games.
Okay.
Michigan State defense, I like. Offense, not so much. Michigan offense passed the first test, and the Gattis hype is okay with me through one game. Defensively, probably they're good enough.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with either of those thoughts. I think, especially on the Michigan State side, that defense I think is going to be just fine this year. Not going to have any trouble. That offense this year looks a lot like last year's offense, which for a Michigan State fan has to be one of the worst sounds or one of the things that they can hear. And Michigan, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be fine. I mean, I think that they were just kind of first game in a new offense, looked okay. They got some stuff to work out, and I think they'll be all right on that side of the ball. And then defensively, I'm sure there's some things that they can work out. They had a couple guys injured in the interior. So, yeah, all in all, you know, so-so first efforts.
With Michigan, it's going to be 3 or 4 weeks into the season before we really know about their defense because, okay, you had a week one game, and then they've got to play Army, and you've got to defend that game unlike any other game that you're going to have to defend on your schedule.
Right, exactly. The concern for them would be that they – their softest part on defense is up the middle right now. Breaking in a new middle linebacker, not incredibly deep at defensive tackle. And if you can't stop the fullback dive against a triple option offense, you can have a really long day. Now, fortunately for Michigan, Army looked very bad against Rice. Rice, I think, is 4-22 over its last two seasons, so that's not exactly a world beater that Army struggled with. So I don't think it's last year's Army team that is marching into Ann Arbor this weekend. But you're 100% right as far as looking ahead for Michigan's defense. We aren't going to know, you know, until they play Wisconsin in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Number 5, Ohio State versus Cincinnati. This sounds like a decent test for the Buckeyes.
Yeah. Cincinnati is a strong team. I mean, we don't know how good teams are. Other teams are in week one. I don't think a lot of people thought UCLA was going to be very good. So, you know, it's tough to tell what to take out of that first game for Cincinnati. But I think they'll give Ohio State a little bit of a test, at least more of a test than they were able to get last week.
All right, let's look at the big games, the ones that I know everybody's going to hype up and talk about while we're getting to them. LSU, Texas is obviously going to be a game that they're going to want everybody to watch. And the other, I think, would be Clemson, Texas A&M.
Yeah, those are the two, for sure. And I think that that LSU-Texas one is real interesting to me because under Tom Herman, Texas has been very good in big games and not so great in not big games. So this is a big one. And I think they're going to be up for it. They're going to be ready. It's at home for them. And LSU, I don't know. I mean, obviously a ton of talent on that roster. You know, I think that they're a very good team. I don't know if they're one of the top five teams in the country, which is what they're ranked like right around there, at 6 maybe. But I don't know if Texas is a top 10 team. I think we're going to learn quite a bit about both of these teams, or we're going to think we learned something, and then we will not have learned anything. We look back on it in a couple of weeks.
You always pull that double whammy on me. Clemson, Texas A&M, I mean, the rankings say Clemson's number 1 and Texas A&M is number 12, so that tells me Clemson should win the game, but should they?
Yeah, I think so. Clemson is, they're now in that discussion along with Alabama where you just kind of assume they're winning all the time and fairly easily. And anytime it doesn't happen exactly that way, you are surprised. And I think Texas A&M is good, but this is the first of like 4 games they have to play against top 10 teams. So This will tell us a lot about their season, but I do. I think, especially at Clemson, I think Clemson doesn't roll necessarily, but I bet they win it without sweating at the end.
I'm going to throw this game in. I'm not really sure how good either of these two teams in, but it just sounded like a good game to me. Stanford against Southern Cal.
It sounded like a good game a week ago, and then Stanford's quarterback, KJ Costello, got hurt. I think he has a concussion, so I'm not sure if he's going to be back or not for the USC game. And USC's quarterback, JT Daniels, tore his ACL, and he's done for the season. So that game could be a little sloppy with two brand-new starting quarterbacks in it. But you know what? Like, how 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that game was probably for the Pac-12 South title, or for a, you know, it had Pac-12 title implications. And I think USC has certainly fallen, and Stanford is not quite at the top tier of the Pac-12 anymore. But it'll be interesting to see how those new quarterbacks fare while playing at the same time, really.
I saw about two snaps of the Notre Dame-Louisville game. My one comment is, any team called the Cardinals should not be wearing dark uniforms. They should have red and white on.
Well, it was a blackout, Dennis.
Whatever.
Stadium, so they had to do that.
Cardinals don't do blackouts.
Yeah, no, they don't. My one thought from the Notre Dame game on Monday night was they should probably just cancel the Georgia game because I don't want to see it. That was my one thought. No, but Ian Book's got to be a lot better than he was. The defense figured things out after, you know, Louisville kind of went up and on the field the first two drives. But, you know, new coach there running his system with new players. Once they figured it out, they were fine. But offensively, yeah, Ian Book, I mean, he looked worse than Brandon Wimbush ever did as a passer on Monday night, which is not a good thing to say about Ian Book.
What was the best game you saw over the weekend?
The Oregon-Auburn game. I mean, that game was, you know, slipping back and forth. I was watching a lot of the Michigan game, of course, and they were running at the same time. But when you got down to, like, the fourth quarter, that was the one. And Oregon had a chance to really make a statement, not just for themselves, but for the Pac-12, going and winning that game against a team that I think people think will compete in the SEC. Probably not win it, but, you know, be strong. And then a true freshman, Bo Nix, leads a touchdown drive against you in the final seconds. That's not a great way for that game to end for Oregon, but it was exciting, that's for sure.
Something that happens to me quite a bit on the weekend, was there that game that you sat there watching and then all of a sudden it snapped into your head, why am I watching this game? This is terrible.
The Michigan State Tulsa game did that to me. But there really wasn't, because I was watching the Iowa State game against Northern Iowa, which went to triple overtime, which was insane. Iowa State was ranked in the top 25, and to have that happen at home in your opener is not great. At this point of the season, Dennis, I'm just excited to be watching college football again. So I have not really had that thought creep into my mind.
All right, I need the scouting report because you're my college football guy. Brady Beaton and the Wayne State Warriors go up against Slippery Rock tomorrow night in the opener down in Detroit. Who the heck is Slippery Rock?
You know what? You're not going to believe this, but I don't have a scouting report prepared for Slippery Rock.
Oh, I can't believe
so,
that.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm just going to go ahead and say that the Warriors are going to win. There you go.
I looked it up, and Slippery Rock is one of the favorites in their conference this year again.
Are they?
So apparently they are a juggernaut.
Okay. Okay.
They play in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, which unfortunately, you know how we like to shorten conference names because we're a very lazy society. So they call it the PSAC.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, yes,
they should look into dropping the state in that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Pennsylvania Area Conference would be just fine
yeah.
with me. At any rate. I knew you'd like that. I went 14-6 picking high school football games in week one. And when I come back later in the show today, I'm going to make my week two picks. But I'm very happy to report that both Northern and PH won their games in week one. And wouldn't it be fun, Paul, if both those teams were good at the same time?
Oh, it'd be a ton of fun. It'd be a ton of fun. I think back, I think it was 2010, maybe, Pat Connell's first year at Northern.
Yep.
When both teams were Northern and PH was, they were about to get very good. But Northern had that great year, and that game ended, what, 10-7?
Yep.
7-10-0, something like
something
that.
Something like that. I think it was 10-0 game, yeah.
10-0. Yeah, when there's a lot of hype on both sides of that rivalry, it's a ton of fun when there's not. So when there is, it just takes that game to a whole new level. So, yeah, hopefully, I mean, I think we all know Northern's going to be very good this year. PH's result surprised me, and I think surprised a lot of people around the state even. And hopefully,
I didn't see it coming.
They're on that same path.
I did not see that coming, which I hope it's not a fluke. I hope as the weeks go on here, we find out that they really are that good.
Yeah, I mean, 33-6 is, it's tough to fluke 33-6. Like, you can fluke 14-12. 33-6 is tough to fluke.
Yeah, you know, especially at Atwood Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, and Carmen Ainsworth is not a slouch, or at least usually they're not. So, very interesting. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there. Paul, thank you very much for talking some college football with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Dennis. It was fun.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you later.
All right. There's Paul Costanzo helping us out, trying to do that as a weekly thing because Paul knows a lot more and follows it a lot heavier than I do. I get busy, especially on weekends, keeping track of the high school stuff and all of that I don't always get to see the games. And even the games I do see, I seldom get to see them start to finish and every play on that. So it's nice to have somebody that is really into it, really follows it, and knows the stuff and know who's who on all of these teams. All right, when we come back, and we're going until 7 tonight, I might add, because the Tigers are still out in Kansas City, where they'll play at 8:15 tonight. So pregame starts at 7:50 tonight, the Tigers and the Royals. But when we come back, we'll take a look at this week's high school football games, and I'll do my picks, kind of doing it a day early. But I don't know, it was out. I was looking at it. It's fresh in my mind. So let's go with that today and remind you that our game of the week is in Romeo on Friday. We'll talk more about that when we come back.